Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Stutz here along with Freddie Kiger. Let's have a big round of applause for
Thank
Freddie.
Thank you so much. You know, it's been a while. Thank you for the round of applause your round.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Let me give you one back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad you got it.
In fact, I'm going to give you a standing O.
Oh, wow. Well, I can stand up, too. Well, do the same thing.
Okay. Are you going to stand?
All right, here we go.
Okay. Well, we've patted each other on the back there.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much.
Almost missed my chair on the way down. That would have been bad.
What's on your mind today?
Obviously, what's Rock and Roll Tuesday,
something
man?
To do with music. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 1980.
Okay. All right.
1980.
Okay. Yeah. Slightly out of my...
No. You
think I know this right away?
I think folks out there are going to be like, oh, yeah, I used this going to the beach.
All right.
Or driving somewhere. This song peaked at number 42 on the Billboard chart.
So not a huge hit.
In 1980. Right. But it's still a great roll down the windows and let her rip cruising song.
Uh-huh.
So... name either the tune or the artist of this cruising classic.
Okay. Oh, man. Freddie Kiger brought up a good musical memory today.
Isn't that a good song?
A flirting with disaster.
Roll the windows down.
Boy, I'm telling
Put
you.
Put the top down.
Yeah, that's right.
Get the can opener if it's a hard top and bring it back.
Time for a road trip, baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a little Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet.
Yeah.
It's still a Southern rock anthem, and although the song, you know, didn't do all that well, the album of the same name, which featured on the cover Dark Kingdom, the artwork of Frank Frazetta, peaked at number 19.
That's a fantastic song and one that sticks with you. I don't care how high it got on the charts.
Oh, it's a great song.
It doesn't mean it wasn't a good song. I tell you, that's a good tune.
It's a great
And they were good musicians, too.
And they could play. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Southern rock and roll may get labeled.
Yeah.
But you start thinking about the Allman Brothers Band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Molly Hatchet, and a lot of those folks.
Outlaws.
Pretty dadgum good musicians.
Yeah.
The Dregs.
Yeah.
The Dixie Dregs.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smoke.
Couple of quick connections here. The Outlaws, Harvey Dalton Arnold, who's right here in our community now, used to be in the Outlaws.
How about that?
Also, in Molly Hatchet. I don't know if he was there when they did this particular song. I'm sure he's performed it a lot, but I don't know if he was there when they actually first recorded it. Curry Wayne Clayton.
How about
is
that?
Is a local musician.
That's awesome.
And he was part of that group, and he's really talented, too. So... you know, we got some old rock and roll roots around here.
Wow, that sounds like a future show, man.
Yeah, no kidding. It does. So, and those two guys, both Southern rock and roll boys, you know, so that's good stuff.
Well, and you also remember, too, that Floyd Council, who did Piedmont Blues, was a huge favorite of a bunch of musicians over in England, and hence, Pink.
Floyd. That's right.
Floyd Council. Yeah.
And we got some
Chapel Hill.
Really remarkable musicians.
Oh.
You know, some really talented musicians with Music Maker Relief Foundation, old blues musicians.
Yep, I saw Ironing Board Sand not long ago.
Yeah, some really good
stuff.
Good connections there. And wow, I love those guys.
Yep.
So anyway, thank you very much. We're right in the heartbeat of a lot of good music here.
Oh, man, there's no question.
So thanks for bringing back that memory.
Yep, see you tomorrow.